The success of an HIT systems implementation initiative will depend on many things going well. We've highlighted a few of the key processes that you will need to engage in, such as strategic planning, user needs analysis, and training. There are many other areas that will need to be considered, and to help you keep up with all of the things to consider, you should seek out resources tailored to the particular setting and type of HIT system you will be deploying, such as the Docket resource highlighted earlier for EHR implementation in a doctor's office setting. Some general key success factors that will apply to most systems acquisition projects include the readiness of the organization, availability of a champion, perceived usefulness of the system, and organizational teamwork. Is the organization ready for the new system? Do they understand what the system can do? Are they prepared to spend the time and effort to investigate the options and choose a system? Are they prepared to devote the time necessary for implementing a new system? This, by the way, is never insignificant and should be carefully planned for. You or your users should expect for work to be more difficult as a new system is implemented and integrated into the organization, since there is often an overlap period as old business processes are phased out and new ones are brought in, and everyone struggles to learn. However, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and the more you prepare users to understand exactly what the implementation process will be and convince users of the usefulness of the new system, the more likely you are to have a satisfied workforce. Finally, do you have a champion who is behind the project and committed to its success? And is this champion available to provide needed time to the project? Does your organization demonstrate good teamwork? This is particularly important for smaller organizations since successful change often occurs more organically from within the ranks rather than from the top down. Making connections with people and ensuring their commitment to the project is more important than the technology and its capabilities. So as you embark on a systems acquisition project, ask yourself these questions. If you can't answer them in the affirmative, your project may struggle.